When we were little, we played kick the cane. Is this what you're talking about? I mean, we played kick the cane. I don't know what you want. Red Rover. kick the cane, red. You mean outdoor running around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We played hide and go seek. Kick the cane, red rover. And one called red light.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got red light on there?
No.
Do you know what red light is?
I remember playing that, I think.
Is this what you're talking
about? I remember the term, but I don't remember how it's played.
Somebody stood at the front and,
turn around, close their eyes,
yeah, and everybody would run towards them, and they would say red light and turn around, and if anybody was still moving,
that's right.
Something would happen.
That's right, yeah.
And we used to play a lot of hopscotch, and, oh, and we did a lot of jump roping. It had all kind of little rhymes that went with it. Bluebells, conker shells, or something. Do you remember all those?
No, but that's an interesting.
You didn't play jump rope?
I did some.
Oh, I remember playing
jump rope. I don't remember one or two that we had, but I don't remember what it is anymore.
We
didn't do much
play,
of that.
We used to even play London Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, London Bridge. Now that had nothing to do with jump robbing. That's all I remember. And other recreation.
Mother May I?
Oh yes, it was May I. If you forgot to say May I. And believe it or not, I was taught to play bridge when I was about 9 years old. Started playing bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I had one sister, and my parents taught us to play bridge, so they'd always have bridge partners.
What about get-togethers, like community or social affairs with dancing, music, that sort of
thing. As a youth?
Mm-hmm. Or even now.
Do you
attend any? Mm-hmm.
Do I ever go to parties?
Yes. Different terms for parties.
Okay,
or
we can have
dances.
Teas, which is an afternoon party,
mm-hmm.
And there would only be women at a tea.
Okay.
And then you have cocktail parties. You have dinner parties. And now, specifically in Charleston, and I don't know any place else that I've ever been that this kind of unsaid rule holds, but here, a dinner party, you do arrive on time.
Mm-hmm.
Any other kind of party, you arrive a little late. Always. If it says 7 o'clock, then I would get there about 7:15, 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know. Like my husband was not from Charleston, and it's always worried him to death. And I kept explaining it. A dinner party, you arrive on time. But, you know, any other kind of party, you arrive late.
You just do that.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. What about dance? Were you a dance?
Well, you might have an invitation that read,